What's up? People, it's your girl Tunde coming on. I just had a few things to talk about with you today. Happy TGIF. How about that? It's your girl. I came through today simply because I wanted to talk about the Democratic debates on last night. Like, you know, everything was hitting pretty hard last night. And, you know, I watch because I want to see what candidate and what ticket is going to be able to take down your boy, Donald Trump. We're going to have some strong opposition. We're going to have somebody who's going to come in and be a wrecking ball. I think that Kamala Harris did exactly what she came to do. You know, the line that she read, I mean, that she said about the American people don't want to witness a food fight. They want to know how they're going to put food on the table. Absolutely correct, my sister. We want to know what's up. What is going to happen in this country? There was a question that was written down and given and asked of the debaters, stating that Donald Trump had did some very irreprehensible damage to this country and just caused a lot of divide, and what as a candidate they would do to rectify those situations. And you know, they all came up with some good stuff, but I really must agree with all the commentators and everybody. Kamala Harris came through last night. I was looking for that. You know, I do stand with Bernie Sanders because I think his idea on, you know, the student loan debt is very important. You know, if we look in this country, you know, they always talk about the middle class and get the middle class back to this and the middle class. But what about the lower class? I mean, nobody says anything about the lower class of people, people who struggle on a daily basis to keep food on the table, you know, clothes on their children's back, a roof over their children's head. You know, if you factor in putting gas in the car, food and gas and car insurance, you coming up with some money every month. That's not even including your rent. That's not even including your little necessities. You know, people want to have a life. They don't want to have to spend every penny that they make on bills. You know, it's terrible. And I speak on these things simply because I'm right here in the trenches. You know, I am on my quest for nursing. And, you know, I got 7 classes and money has kept me, held me back from retaining my bachelor's degree. I'm still out here fighting for it. But how many people out here have to go through this on a daily basis? And if you hear an echo, I apologize. I did this podcast this morning inside of my truck because I just felt the need to come on. You remember that saying in that TV and that movie said, I felt the need for speed. So I felt the need to be expedient on this subject and let you know to kind of look at these debates. Pick out who you think is going to represent America in the best way. You know, don't listen to what another person says. Check it out for yourself. Don't go off, well, they said, or I ain't going to do nothing because ain't none of them going to do nothing. They all talk about, you know, blah, 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 blah. I heard a guy the other day. I had to sit down and talk to him, and he's still, you know, he's hard-nosed. I ain't voting for nobody. Oh, they, you know, they doing this and they doing that. Ain't none of them. They don't care nothing about folks. But at the end of the day, we still have to put somebody in office, and don't take the approach of I'm not going to vote for anybody, because we do have a voice. We have to come out in exceptional ways simply because they're going to suppress our vote. They're going to try and find ways to keep us down. They're going to try to find ways to, you know, knock down the presence that we have. So we have to come up strong. We have to come up so high that you know, it's just going to be a force that's not going to be able to be reckoned with. And I think that, you know, we can do it. I think that we can and say, you know, this is what we want. And I'm not talking about a race of people. I'm talking about the Democratic Party. We got to come together as one and say, you know, we have values, and we can't let, you know, what Trump has done to the country and you know, like one of the commentators said, you know, he's thumbing his noses at people who are really trying to make a difference, but you want to hold on to people who with ideological ideas about, like communist type situations. I might say, I may not see communists, but just dictator type situations, you know, Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un, these are men who have been proven to have, you know, bad ideas on how to govern because they want to be the man. You feel me? They want to be the man. They don't care. They want to, you know, oust anybody who is trying to oppose them, you know, and so... he's riding their coattails, you know. After his presidency is over, he wants to be able to take his business and go into these foreign countries and still continue on his quest for more wealth. You know, there's only so much money that you can enjoy in your life, because I don't care how much money you have, you know, you can only spend so much. And you know, I understand that you want to, you know, create wealth for your family. Well, your family has hereditary wealth. That's how you came about. So, you know, just get out there, do what you gotta do. Make sure you are looking at these debates. Make sure you're reading up on things. Make sure you informing yourself, because there's nothing more powerful than a person that is informed, because they can take a lot of things from you, but they can't take your knowledge, you know. And if you know better, you do better. It's your girl Tunde, and I am headed in to do what I do best, and that's take care of the elderly and give them some of the love and the attention that they deserve on today. You guys have a blessed day, and it's the Unusual Blessings Podcast. Y'all rep me. Come check me out. TundeHector.net. Unusual_blessings on IG. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to take my brand to the next level, and I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna stop. Y'all have a good day. Again, it's TGIF, and it's your girl Tunde. Peace.